Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and happy Thursday to you. Today is Thursday, March the 19th, 2015. I'm your host, Manuel Lloyd. We talk here on the show about customer-vendor alignment, IT governance, and data security. So I've been talking about this series on embracing the age of mobility. It's a six-part series, and today is part five, and tomorrow will be part six. And next week, I will be talking about the end of support lifecycle for Windows 2003. Now, I'm not a server guy per se. I let those smart server people take care of those things. I hire folks to do that end of things. I know enough about them, though, to understand that there's a lot of governance and compliance issues that they're going to take place here in July, and you don't want to wait till July to try to resolve that. It could take you a few months to get this rolled out, depending upon how many servers you have. And let me just say this, too. On this radio show, I got a lot of IT people listening in, which I really appreciate that. Thank you for the love and the respect. I really appreciate that. It says here I have over 100,540-something users or listeners, and a great deal of those are IT managers, IT directors, and some CIOs. So my audience is pretty interesting. I think that when you are dealing with IT, a lot of times, and this is getting better, thankfully, for the IT people, a lot of people think that if they know how to turn on a computer, they know IT. They know how to say the word buzzwords, they know IT. And, of course, many of us out there, we know that that's not the case. There are levels of IT people. What I've come to find out is that there are the light users. There's the basic IT people. There are your very, very dependable IT people who maybe they don't know the exact technology, but they know enough of the principles and the precepts to get the job done and where to find the right answers. And then there's those who are strategic IT people, who are the thought leaders, the leading edge thinkers, the people who have the insight to lead innovation, emerging technologies, and things of that nature. So I have a pretty good audience, a wide variety, and I thank you so much for your support. This is obviously a free show, and hopefully it'll remain that way. I have had some sponsorship offers. I don't know if I'm interested in that right just yet, because I am a vendor agnostic, vendor neutral person. Doesn't matter to me what product or service that you use, so long as it fits your needs, your budgets, and your business objectives. So today I'm going to finish up on embracing the age of mobility. Like I said, this is part five or six. You know, more people today use personal mobile devices like smartphones and tablets for business purposes. You know, such devices coupled with greater Wi-Fi accessibility and cloud services have empowered us with the ability to access data and do business from anywhere, practically anytime. Okay. So the interesting thing is that a lot of small businesses, especially, and really a lot of the Fortune companies are really interested in consumerization of IT, right? So what that basically means is what their employees use from a day-to-day standpoint, they used to not be able to bring that into work and use that for work. Now it's encouraged because there are software tools out there. Microsoft used to call this product a system management server, and now when it got certified in it, it's pretty cool at the time, and it's basically a precursor to managed services. They call it System Center now. So And there's several modules within that, but you know, they have built their software to be user centric versus device centric. You know, so the users could have a plethora of different devices that they use to get things done, and not thinking. And I think maybe some millennials moving into the business realm have made this happen, because when you think about it, it's really, really interesting how that it used to be where, no, you can't bring any devices in here. It's to protect the company. Then it was, well, we don't want you stealing or taking away information. We don't want you suing us because we hurt your device. Software developers, companies have made products now where you could control this to the T, to the letter, and have and stay within compliance, avoid lawsuits from employees or customer data being stolen or lost or misrepresented, misused, whatever the case may be. And this whole thing with mobile device management and BYOD, it's not going away. I mean, it's not going anywhere. It's going to be here for a long time, because mobile devices have become the first use device that people are looking to for messaging, collaboration, and now productivity. You know, needless to say, many small and medium-sized businesses, business owners have embraced this BYOD. But, you know, don't take buzzwords and think that they're meant for you without, and you know, jumping in head first without taking some research to look at it. You know, this radio program is on the internet, so it's global. So you should look for someone in your area who can sit down with you. And one day I'm going to have a show on how to pick the right IT person, because there's levels, okay? There's definitely levels. They're all good at something. And then there's some shysters out there. There's some scammers, and you have to just be really careful. It's just like any other due diligence model. But I will tell you some of the tricks of the trade that some IT people who will just try to get your business, some of the things that they'll do. And if you don't know any better, I mean, you'll just get beat. So I'll have a show on that one day. Not today, obviously, but pick someone that you trust, number one. Talk to them, get to know them, make sure they're honest, make sure they're ethical, make sure they have a background and a track record and some experience. You don't want someone messing around with your data and ended up having you with a compliance fine, regulatory fine, or a lawsuit from a customer, especially those who are in the healthcare and medical and banking and financial institutions. Okay, because those are some of the more critical fines that are being put out there right now. Some of the more favorable, if you will, hacks that are being looked at by attackers and cyber terrorists and things of that nature. So many small businesses are embracing this whole bring your own device strategy, and they're even talking now bring your own application, you know, BYOA, and it's working out great for the cost of things. You know, the benefits of our audience, you know, you got to increase employee productivity, enhance services to your customers and clients, because employees are working outside of their normal business hours because they want to do well for you. You know, it took me a long time to realize that treating my employees a certain way gained more productivity for me. And I got to a point where I said, hey, look, I don't care what time you come in, what time you leave. Here are your tasks. Get them done on time and on budget. And as long as they respected that and they respected the company, respected me, respected, you know, the identity of the company to not ruin the brand, that was fine with me. And it worked out a lot better. Worked out a lot better. You know, you're going to get better overall customer and employee satisfaction with a BYOD strategy, because people are always working, basically. Now, psychologists, psychiatrists, all the doctor people would probably tell you that's not a good thing for the person. But I think it's a good thing in the sense that people want to get things done. When you put them in an industrialized, you know, you got cubicles everywhere. And, you know, if you ever watch one of my favorite movies is Office Space. with, you know, with Lumberg. Yeah, I'm going to need you to come in on Saturday. Yeah, and also Sunday as well. Did you get the TSP reports? You know, we're putting cover sheets on those now. And got eight bosses and all of this nonsense. Leave people the hell alone and let them do their job. So you can take advantage of this BYOD model to your benefit. You know, but you got to think about the potential consequences, too, associated with that. A lot of people go, well, you know, and you're right. You have to think about that. You know, are small business owners doing enough preemptive planning to address potential risks that could arise with the use of BYOD? You know, everybody's getting excited about it. And again, there are several companies that I know of that I think are great. And it depends on what you're trying to do. The level of service, if you have 100 employees, there's a certain product I think you should use. If you have less than 100 employees, there's a certain product I think you should use. If you have 5,000 employees or 1 to 5,000 employees, there's a certain product I think you should use, and I'll give you the reasons why. You know, those are some of the things, you know, you'll have to contact me for and sit. We can sit down. You can go to my website and schedule an online meeting. We can talk. And whether you're an IT manager, IT director, CIO, CEO, CFO, COO, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's all about dollars, right, and productivity. So that's what I specialize in. That's what I'll be able to help you with. And it won't cost you to talk to me initially. Anyway, I'm getting to a sales pitch here now. I don't want to. So once it is firmly established that both internal IT, if you have an internal IT, because some of you don't, okay, if you don't, give me a call. We can help you build your own service desk. It's pretty fast. It's pretty productive, and it's not that expensive. It's really not expensive at all when you think about it. You can get an IT department for less than $50 a user a month, full support. And there are companies out there that will do it for you. Anyway, and they're American-based or North American-based. So, like again, once it's firmly established, both internal IT and components in the cloud are prepared for BYOD. Prepared is the operative word there. Solutions should then be put into practice that are concurrent with terms of use policies, if you have any, because some of you don't, or any guidelines pertaining to remote or telecommuting workers who telecommute, or the sharing of sensitive data. Okay, so here you have preparation, right? Then they need to be put in practice according to your policies. If you don't have any policies, you know, let me know. There are a lot of free resources out there in IT governance that I can point you to or even tell you about that can help you get your house in order when it comes to these terms of use. A lot of time, in a lot of states, you have to be careful. If you don't have it written down and you fire an employee for violating something and it's not written down, you could be in big, you know, you'd be in hot water. So practices, policies, procedures, you know, those things need to be put in place. You know, all the guidelines should be. Once you have that down pat, you should ask the following questions about any product that you're going to be looking at. You know, not just about the product, but internally, you have to sit down and have a meeting with your IT guy, whether it be an MSP, a contractor, one person, Susie, who's in an accounting, who's your IT go-to person, which I don't recommend, nothing against Susie. but it's just that the focus right now for IT security is greater than ever has needed to be in these times of cybersecurity issues and cyber threats. So here's the first question, you know, what particular devices or applications are permissible for work use? Assuming security requirements are in place, not every device or application will meet those. Now, if you're a Microsoft-based shop, if you will, you really need to look hard at System Center and some of the modules in there because they can actually provide you with mobile device management. This is probably going to be for a larger organization, by the way, who wants to control their servers. They don't really want MSPs doing too much. But because there's a lot of work to do to make this work, but it's something to look at. If you are still an enterprise level, then there's two companies to look at. It depends on how tight of security you want. There is Mass360, acquired by IBM recently. A great company, great product, great tool. Then there's AVG. Everybody knows AVG as a virus protection company, but they acquired Level Platforms a couple years ago, maybe just recently, and they have a product called Managed Workplace. Okay? Now, you won't be able to buy directly from them on that, I don't think. You have to go through an MSP. And if, since you're listening to my show, you might as well come through me as an MSP to help you with that. But if you don't, but if you have an MSP in your area, a local IT person who you trust who's solid, you know, go talk to them. I mean, I'm quite sure they know all about Managed Workplace and all of your jazz. But if you need help and if you trust me, then give me a call. 888-470, gosh, I don't even know my own 800 number. It's 270-4473. That's what it is. God, I had a brain lapse there. So find someone who can help you if you don't want to purchase a in-house. You know, because in my opinion, the server movement is coming into an end. You know, on-premise servers, if you will. You don't have your own electric grid, right? But you still have electricity. Most of you don't have your own well to pump your water. You get it from the city or the county, wherever you are, right? So that model is quickly approaching in IT, in my opinion. Quickly approaching. I mean very quickly approaching. Hosted, cloud, whatever you want to call it, that is the way of the future. Mobility is the wave of the future. You will be able to rent a device. You won't even need a device anymore, I don't think. So now, you know, these companies like Dell and IBM and, you know, HP and all these computer manufacturers, OEMs, they're getting a hint. Why do you think they're moving into my space? They're moving into the managed service provider space now. They're trying to crush me, you know? But can you blame them? That's free market. That's the way things work. You know, so I would say to those big companies, you'll never be me. You'll never be able to be me. You can scale bigger than me, of course, but you'll never be me. And that's what I'm telling SMBs especially. Find somebody that you trust who can point you to something just because they can sell it. They need to be vendor agnostic. They need to be able to align your vendors, your IT vendors, and what I'm talking about in particular, with your business objectives. Not just pick a product just because it's the one that they can sell and get the most commission on. Because that's what the whole game is with IT people. They become resellers for a lot of different companies. I am myself. But at the same time, I am not going to pick a vendor just because I make the most commission. Your relationship with me is more important. So when you're looking at mobile device management, you need to make sure that if you have someone telling you what to do, you ask some of these questions. You know, you have to ask your internal IT some of these questions too, because they're going to know if you have one. They're going to know, you know, which applications or devices are permissible. You may not want all of them. Maybe you just want Apple. Maybe you just want Droid. You know, maybe you want Apple Android. It's all going to depend. The second question you need to ask is, will anyone in the company be tasked with the daily management of BYOD? Right? What should BYOD policies cover? And what kind of management solutions will be needed? Would BYOD management tool that collects device information, deploys, and monitors usage, and offers insight into company compliance be helpful? Of course it would. You know, President Obama, love him, like him, whatever the case may be, he is the president. I'm a business guy, and I've never liked any stimulus because neither stimulus benefited the small guy. That's just my opinion, okay? So I'm not going to get political on you here, But what I will say is this is a huge age of compliance. You know, if you think just because you're not a hospital or a medical practice or in the healthcare industry or a financial practice or the banking, you think that compliance doesn't affect you. If you take credit cards, it affects you. If your employees or salespeople are using their own mobile device tools and they expose credit card information from customers by some weird way, you're up the creek without a paddle, because PCI DSS is not a joke. You can lose your privileges to take credit cards for good. So you have to be very, very careful. So that's another question you should ask. Number three, which cost will be the responsibility of the employee? All right? This pertains to any fees associated with usage, from network plans to the device itself, to software, accessories, and maintenance costs. You've got to sit down with your IT people and maybe get a focus group and say, hey, you know, what's going to be the best thing that's going to keep everybody happy and productive? You have to think about that. Number four, what data will be accessible? This is a picky one here. You know, will data encryption be necessary for certain information traveling through the personal devices for employees? I hope so. Which employees will have read, write, update, delete, admin, root, you know, those special privileges? And it's not about trusting somebody, it's trusting the process and verifying those bodies, those people. They have to be, I mean, I hear it all the time. Oh, we don't want to upset our corporate culture. Okay, I get that. And I can appreciate and respect that. But the corporate culture has to appreciate and respect the fact that there won't be a culture if you get sued and you have to let people go because you can't afford the overhead. So leadership has to come with the everyday worker, has to come together and say, what's going to work best for us? And at the end of the day, it's going to be leadership's decision to say, okay, here's the data that we can allow. You know, have to be really careful with HIPAA-compliant data, Sarbanes-Oxley, you know, SEC stuff. Those legislative regulatory issues, you have to be it's a slippery slope. Customer information is a slippery slope. Medical information is a slippery slope. So you have to be really careful. The final question I would ask is, what's the process when handling sensitive data stored on lost or stolen devices or the personal devices of ex-employees? What are you going to do? Does your company or organization have the right to wipe out the entire device or just corporate data and apps? Well, of course, you're not going to want to wipe out ex-employees' personal stuff. That's just nothing. That's nothing that's going to be pretty at all. That can't be pretty at all in any form at all. So you have to be really careful. You know, BYOD, it is here to stay. It affords small to mid-sized companies the mobility of a corporate giant without the huge investment. So now you have, and I have to go back and say something again about one company I thought was very clever of them, Managed Workplace, ABG. Let me just say it while I'm thinking about it because I may forget. They have this single sign-on, which enhances the security significantly. You know, from the IT perspective, you want to have your IT people have a single pane of glass to be able to manage all of these devices, be able to configure them in the air, right? And from the end user standpoint, you want to make sure that they are comfortable that their data is not going to get wiped out, and that a lot of end users want to make sure they don't do anything to jeopardize their job and leak out sensitive data. You know, when it comes to the ensuring that devices, applications, and networks are safe from a variety of threats linked to greater mobility, small business owners may find it necessary to enlist the help of a managed service provider, the help of a local IT person, the help of someone within the organization, or educating their own IT department to take on mobility management challenges and provide ongoing advice, consultation, mitigation, management, the whole nine yards. So to recap, we're talking here about your internal looking in the mirror, looking at the man in the mirror, if you will, the woman in the mirror, if you will, and deciding what policies, procedures, practices that you're going to do. And here's my three big things in anything that you do when it comes to information technology. Your vendor has to be someone who's aligned with your business objectives. And when you choose a vendor, you have to make sure that vendor is financially stable, because whether you like it or not, and whether a lot of people like Microsoft or not, they're pretty financially stable. I don't think Microsoft Office 365 is going anywhere anytime soon. But ABC company over here that says they can do a better job and they hate Microsoft and they're going to use open source software, you have to be careful with that. I mean, if you're a small organization and you can handle that impact on your business, fine, go for it. But you have large organizations. You know, we support a very large Domino's Pizza franchise. They have about 60 locations throughout three states. One thing that's done can affect 1,200 people just like that. Just like that. So a lot of planning, a lot of design, careful implementation, and streamlined operations have to take place to maintain the integrity of the data and the business objectives. So we are very scrutinizing when it comes to picking IT vendors for our customers. The second thing that's, you know, the three big things that I would say is your own, and what I'm talking about here now, your own internal IT governance. Letting employees do stuff just because they make the most sales is not really a good practice. You know, that's a shallow way of thinking on both parts. If the IT person likes getting away with that, or not the IT person, if the salesperson likes getting away with that stuff and ticks everybody else off in the organization because they're the golden child, that's wrong. And if the CEO or the leadership allows it, then it says a lot about that person. Not good, but it says a lot. So your own internal IT governance, and it really bothers me that mid-sized companies especially are so lax with when it comes to IT governance. And it's tedious, but it's worth it. Because at the end of the day, you want to get a continual improvement process. Once you've put all your policies and procedures in place, you want to get a continual improvement process to build upon those things, and you don't have to go start all over again all the time. And the third thing is, of course, data security. You'll hear me say this once today. You'll hear me say it a gazillion times. Data is the new commerce. Data is more important, or as equally important as gold and oil and food now. It really is. And you have to take these things seriously. Some of you listening to me right now or tell somebody about what I said, they're not going to pay attention and they're going to get hurt. They're going to get sued. They're going to lose a lot. And it's unnecessary because it can be fixed right now. So my little sales pitch is, if you need help with these things, if you don't have a local IT provider that can help you, that you trust, give me a call. Reach out to me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, the whole nine. All right, listen, I'm going to wrap this up. I'm going to do it again tomorrow in the last series. Hopefully I can answer some questions for you tomorrow. I've been running through these things rambling because this is a sensitive topic for me. But my name is Emmanuel Lloyd. Thank you so much for listening in. I appreciate every last one of you, and I hope you have a great Thursday today and be blessed and make it a great day.